They have a light on, they kind of swarming around.
Camouflage.
Okay. Is that the same thing that gets in your clothes and eats your winter clothes up sometimes? It likes to eat wool.
Moss.
Okay. All right, and what about the insect that flies at night, comes out just as at sundown, and has a light on it that flashes on and off? The children like to catch them, put them in a jar.
Lightning bug.
Okay. All right, now the kind of insect that flies, hovers over water, over a pond or a creek, and has real pretty wings, and it's about that long. Has a long, thin thing here, and then real pretty wings.
Skeeter hawk.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Now, let's see, I'm talking about insects that sting. Name all the insects you can think of that sting.
Hairhouses. Wasps. Bees.
Okay, what about one that builds a nest in the ground?
Hornets.
All right, there's another one that builds a nest in the ground besides hornets. It's yellow. They often build a nest in a fence post, too, sometimes.
Me.
Well, they probably would, too. I was thinking about yellow jackets. Are you?
Yeah. Yellow jacket.
Is that what you'd call them?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the kind that little insect that sucks a little bit of blood out of you?
Skeeters.
Yeah. All right, and what about the kind of insect that that gets under your skin and itches real bad, particularly where you've got something tight, clothes or something? People say they... You'd find them in this gray moss that hangs on the trees sometimes.
Lizard.
No, this is real tiny insect you can't even see. But it gets in the pores of your skin and raises big whelps. Sometimes lays eggs under your skin and makes big whelps on your skin. They itch real bad. You ever use the term red bug or chigger?
Oh, yes, red bug.
Yeah. Okay, and what about the insect that hops in the grass? It's usually green.
Hop of grass.
Okay. And the kind of little small fish that you use to fish with, use for bait.
The middle.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's the part of a tree that grows underneath the ground?
Root.
Mm-hmm. Name some of the trees that you're familiar with.
Oak tree. White oak tree. And pine trees.
Lots of pine trees around here.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you familiar with a tree called a buttonwood or plane tree or? Ever heard those terms?
Yeah, plywood tree.
Okay. How about a sycamore? Have you ever heard of a sycamore?
Yeah, sycamore tree.
Okay. How about a tree that you get sugar from?
Sugar. Sugar tree.
How about a tree that the kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to have chopped down? What kind was that? You remember that story?